First up this morning, though, we're going to hear from the Minister for Children, Norma Foley, Kerry TD, of course, for Fianna Fáil as well. Before we hear from her, here's a little bit of what happened in the Dáil last night with regards to the passing of that resolution to reduce the excise duty on petrol and diesel.
Per litre for petrol, 20 cent per litre for auto diesel, and 3 cent per litre. Resolution this evening provides for reductions in the rates of mineral oil tax applying to petrol, to auto diesel, and to marked gas oil. These reductions will take effect from midnight tonight until the 31st of May 2026. The rate of mineral oil tax will be reduced on a VAT inclusive basis by 15 cent per litre for petrol, 20 cent per litre for auto diesel, and 3 cent per litre for marked gas oil. To further ease the financial impact of the significant energy price shock arising from the ongoing conflict in the Gulf region and the Middle East region, Minister O'Brien will also reduce the NORA levy from 2 cent per litre to a nominal amount. That will require primary legislation, which will be forthcoming this week. So when the excise reductions in petrol and diesel are combined with the changes to the NORA levy, that means a 22 cent reduction in a litre of diesel and a 17 cent reduction in a litre of petrol. These are concrete actions to help and support families, working people, businesses, with the real and rising cost of fuel and energy.
I move the amendment today, Can Corlea, because this is an emergency for households across the state. Not in theory, not in spreadsheets, but in kitchens, in sitting rooms, in homes where people are counting litres of oil and counting every euro just to get through the week. And this government simply doesn't get it. Because if you did, if you really got it, we wouldn't have to wait 4 weeks for delay. We wouldn't have to see 4 weeks of dithering while prices spiralled and families were hammered. 4 weeks when you stood back and you did nothing. And after all of that, you have the cheek to come in here and with a package of half measures and expect the people to be grateful. Well, it's too little, too late.
Yeah, there you go. That's Sinn Féin finance spokesperson who was moving a private motion. They had an amendment to try and increase the amount of money that was going to be taken off in excise duty. That was defeated. The government's vote went through and the prices are starting to come down this morning. If you've your view on it, get in touch with us on the programme this morning. And that's the point I put to Minister for Children, Norma Foley. I talked to her just before coming in here this morning. And first of all, asked her about Sinn Féin's criticism that they just didn't do enough and didn't do it quickly enough either for the Irish people on this issue.
Look, in the first instance, I suppose, Gerry, I would say this is a 235 million euro package. It's almost a quarter of a billion euro in terms of investment, and it's important to do it. And in actual fact, when the NORA levy is taken into consideration as well, it will be 22 cent from diesel and 17 cent from petrol. So I suppose, look, in a 60-litre tank, it'll be a reduction of over 10 euro for petrol and 13 euro for diesel. And I absolutely appreciate, you know, how difficult and how challenging, you know, times are presently. But I do have to say as well that, you know, this is an evolving situation. It is important that we make an intervention now, but it is also important that we're measured in how we do it. We do not know how long this is going to go on for. I think we have to hold some in reserve as well. I think we're very conscious, you know, we've had COVID, we've had Brexit, we've had the war in Ukraine, tariffs, and now the Middle East. And we were able to survive COVID, Brexit, all of that because we had reserves, because we weren't reckless, because we didn't put everything into the pot, you know, when things got difficult, because we were measured in our approach. And I think the Taoiseach has also been clear that, you know, this will be kept under review. There will be other measures introduced if necessary. But this, if you look across, you know, Europe, if you look across the UK, this is one of the most substantial packages that have been introduced. You know, in the UK, I think the package is around the 53 million. You know, so this is really a significant intervention by Ireland at a very, very critical, very difficult time, I know, but it will be kept under review.
Okay, and that's something that the door has been left open for. I know there was warnings in relation, there's warnings in general in relation to the depth and the length of the trouble here because of the Iran war. There may even be supply problems if it goes on. Despite what's being said by the US president at the moment, the fact is that the war is still going on. The Straits of Hormuz are still closed. Are you concerned about that, about how long this may go on and what may need to happen and how bad it could get?
Absolutely. I think we're all very concerned. You know, there is the element of the unknown here, and that's why we do have to be prudent. That's why we do have to take it step by step. So, you know, we've spoken about what's happening at the pumps, but you also have the fuel allowance, which benefits 470,000 households. We have the tax rebate for hauliers, coaches, buses, all of that. So, and that's important because these are the guys, in particular the hauliers, who are transporting our food. You know, if they're in trouble, that will have an impact on food inflation, you know, and other elements. So I do think we have to be prudent in how we manage the situation. As I've said, it's a significant package, but we also have to be alert and aware to the fact that things are evolving, things may change, things may improve, and we would hope that things will improve, but things may not. So it would be foolish to, you know, throw all our eggs into the basket at the first instance and to panic. We don't panic in a crisis situation. I think it's at that point leadership comes into play, and leadership is managed.
So Sinn Féin all wrong in their call. They're saying you're failing people who rely on home heating oil in particular in the country.
I don't agree. Like, I mean, what they're proposing is reactionary. It's not well thought out. They want to throw every single penny that we have into the now. If we had taken that attitude, you know, during Brexit, during the war in Ukraine and everything else, we wouldn't have the reserves now that we actually have available to ourselves. So you don't panic. You don't, you know, go for an instant reaction. You take a measured approach, and you caveat it with saying this is one of the most substantial packages that's been delivered across Europe. And you caveat it with, as I said, that when more needs to be done, more will be done.
OK, there's increasing demands as well from different groups and sectors. The nurses this morning out looking for an increase in mileage for people who visit people in their homes.
Absolutely. And look, I absolutely accept this is a really, really difficult, unprecedented situation for us in terms of, I suppose, energy security and that. So, you know, there is going to be lots of demands at different points from different individuals. This is the first step we've taken. It will be kept under review and we see how we go. But because the situation in the Middle East is also an evolving situation, it is hard to forecast. And I think people appreciate that, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow or the day after or indeed the day after that. So we keep it under constant review. We intervene with the resources that we have, but we also have to think long term. There will also be a budget coming up in September, October. That budget will have to deliver for services, whether it's health, education, disability, whatever the case might be. And government will have to deliver on all of those elements as well. So government can't, you know, as I say, give every single element of its resource into one area at one time. We have to look at the short term, but we also have to keep an eye on the long term as well.
OK, and that will you move quickly if that happens? One of the criticisms of opposition has been that you've moved too slow. You took too long to review this, that if things do take a sharp turn and more needs to be done in a targeted way or even in a universal way, that you'll move quicker this time.
No, I don't agree about that. Like, I mean, if you were to look at Italy, Spain, it's only now this week. Everybody has taken a pragmatic approach, indeed, even the UK, a pragmatic approach to say, you know, we need to assess the situation first and intervene at the most pivotal and maximum that we can do at a given time. And again, we'd have to say that, I suppose, in terms of what has been happening, we have seen, you know, oil prices drop, oil prices increase, oil prices drop. So the situation is an evolving one. But you can't jump in initially. You have to assess the situation. And as I say, other countries are, you know, Italy, Spain or whatever, are only taking their measures now. And interestingly, in terms of Spain, in terms of that on electricity and gas, they're talking about going from 20% to 10%. We're already at 9%. So we've already been proactive in this space before in advance of these additional measures that have been introduced.
OK, Minister, just on a separate issue, we were speaking to James Sexton of the campaign group End Discrimination and Inheritance Tax. Now, he and his group are campaigning for a change in the legislation, a change in the rate that's charged to childless couples or the tax that's applied on anything they leave to extended family members. I know Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, has indicated that he wants to see reform in the area as well. What that will be, no one knows. But James, quite critical of you for your lack of engagement with them. You haven't met them, you haven't made things very clear to them in terms of your own position, and they feel that it's this is very much an equality issue, which is in your department's bailiwick, if we can put it that way. What's your response?
Well, we have communicated with Mr. Sexton, and indeed we've made it very clear to him that this does not fall within my remit. This is strictly a taxation issue. This is a matter for the Department of Finance. I have no role in the Department of Finance. You know, taxation is taxation. It falls within, you know, within that department, and that department will be looking at it. You know, to be fair, I think the present, you know, scenario that we have in terms of inheritance tax has been there, you know, for a considerable time. So it is appropriate that there would be a review across all elements of inheritance tax. But it is strictly outside of my remit. It is strictly a matter for the department.
They completely disagree with what you're saying. They're saying this is about equality and fairness. This is discrimination. So it should be for you to speak on it and you to push in relation to whatever your view is on the matter. They're totally disagreeing with your assertion that it's taxation only and only for the Department of Finance and the Minister for Finance.
Well, then that's a misunderstanding on their part as to how the mechanism works. No other department has, you know, a lead role or an intervention role in terms of tax matters other than the Department of Finance. That's the mechanism. You know, there's a very clear outline of delegation of responsibilities in your role. And clearly, any matters to deal with tax, and in this instance, inheritance tax, can only be dealt with by the Department of Finance.
Do you think he has a point? What is your own view on it? Should there be a fairer treatment of people, an increasing number now of childless families who have worked hard, they've paid their taxes, they want to leave significant amounts of money or even small amounts of money to their loved ones, but they're being penalised and treated differently to people who have families and direct children?
Yeah, well, as I've said, the present system that we have, you know, has been in place for a considerable amount of time. There have been many changes, societal changes as well. So I do think it's appropriate that it can be reviewed. Like, I'm also conscious, I suppose, that, you know, revenue from inheritance tax alone rose to over, was it 968 million euro
yeah,
last
almost
year.
A billion.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, and that's double actually than what was taken in 2020. And, you know, all of that money is, of course, a resource to the state. But notwithstanding that, you know, I feel any system that's in place for a considerable amount of time is deserving of review and should be reviewed. But again, that review, that look at it, that consideration and analysis of it will only be by the Department of Finance. It's fully within their remit.
And they're meeting with the Minister of Finance on the 31st of March next week to talk about this. But you won't be meeting them. You feel this isn't your area.
Well, as I said, it you know, they will meet with the appropriate minister, and that's the Minister of Finance, and that's coming up imminently.
Okay. All right, Minister, we'll leave it there. We're out of time, but thanks very much for taking time to talk to us in the programme this morning about those issues.
Thanks very much, Gerry. Thank you.
Okay, that's Minister for Children there, Norma Foley, talking about that decision made last night, that financial resolution moved through the Dáil, her response to opposition criticism that it was too little, too late, and also her view on the strident criticism she's received from the campaign group on inheritance tax for not engaging in the issue, not meeting with them. She says it's her belief it's totally a Minister for Finance thing, and that they'll be meeting with him, and she welcomes the fact that there's going to be a review of the area.